stand for this. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the aftermath of the shooting at the gay nightclub Club Q in Colorado Springs Saturday night, Colorado 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen says hate crimes will not be tolerated in the community.
It is important to let the community know that we do not tolerate bias-motivated crimes in this community, that we support communities that have been maligned, harassed, and intimidated, and abused.
At least 5 people were killed and 18 others were hurt in the shooting. The suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge, has been hospitalized and could face life in prison without parole if he's convicted of murder. Police arresting 22-year-old Leilani Simon, who reported the disappearance of her 20-month-old son back in October, for the boy's murder, after bones were discovered in a landfill.
The FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, confirmed that they are, in fact, human remains. Additional testing, including a DNA analysis, is being conducted, and we have every reason to believe that this will confirm the remains are Quentin's.
Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley. The chief says Simon is their only suspect. The White House attempting to alleviate concerns of a possible railroad strike. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
A massive strike that could cost about $2 billion a day as we head right into the heart of the holiday shopping and, for that matter, shipping season. Here's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We continue to urge both sides to finish their work in good faith and avoid even the threat of a shutdown.
And while Mr. Biden has said his administration will be the most pro-union and pro-labor ever, White House officials tell us he may not get involved in negotiations again.
Without a deal, the strike could reportedly begin as early as December 5th. The death toll in the Indonesia earthquake now stands at 162. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
With the end of Title 42 approaching, Border Patrol is expecting more migrants attempting to cross into the U.S. from Mexico illegally. Fox's Bill Malugin is in Annapur, New Mexico with more.
Not everybody showing up here at our southern border is an asylum seeker. Many of them are looking to evade, and some of them are quite successful at it. In Annapur, New Mexico over the weekend, where we saw groups of men repeatedly scaling the border wall and then running off into New Mexico towards residential neighborhoods. Now, at the time, we didn't see any Border Patrol agents around, likely busy elsewhere with their daily duties, and we never saw any of these men apprehended, meaning they are likely going to be presumed gotaways. Some of them running in front of our vehicles, others running through the brush. These are not asylum seekers. These are people actively looking to evade and who are not willing to turn themselves in.
On Fox's Hannity, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he doesn't believe President Biden will be able to work effectively with the House, which will be under Republican control in January.
I hope that President Biden will work with us, but I've seen no indication that he will. And I can't think of one problem in America today that the Biden administration is an answer to.
President Biden says he can work with Republicans, pointing to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The 49ers destroyed the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. The game was played in Mexico City.
It was a damp night in Mexico City, but neither the rain nor the altitude slowed down the San Francisco offense in a 38-10 demolition of division rival Arizona. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 4 touchdown passes for the 49ers, 2 each to George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel also had a rushing score for the 49ers. With the win, San Francisco improves to 6-4 on the season and is now tied with Seattle for first place in the NFC West. Arizona played without quarterback Kyler Murray, who missed his second straight game with a hamstring injury.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.